GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Causes of death for Gene Hackman and his wife are released in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman, aged 95 years, is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
New Mexico's chief medical officer, Dr. Heather Jarrell, says Hackman's wife, Betsy, died days before he did of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, a virus spread by mice or rats. For killing his girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat, Brad Sigmund, today in South Carolina, was the first person in the U.S. to be executed by firing squad in 15 years. Rolling out new economic programs to help protect Canadian businesses from U.S. tariffs. Canada's government, the tariffs have been postponed. President Trump opened the first of its kind crypto summit at the White House, pushing the creation of a federal Bitcoin reserve. This is ABC News.
Do you enjoy fatty foods, sweets, and alcohol? Who doesn't? Unfortunately, all those things put a lot of pressure on our liver. That's why pharmacist, best-selling author, and nutritional expert Sherry Torkos recommends Active Liver from New Nordic.
The liver is an incredible organ. It works nonstop to process toxins and chemicals from our food and drinks, medications we take, and even environmental exposures. As a health expert, I'm often asked how to support the liver's natural detoxification process and offset the effects of fatty foods, sugar, and alcohol. I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. This gentle plant-based supplement is an effective way to support your liver's vital functions as well as your energy and overall well-being.
With its powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver is the perfect way to keep your liver healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver is available in both a delicious gummy or tablet. You can find Active Liver in the vitamin aisle at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The largest reduction in federal jobs could happen in the next month. Here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
The Trump administration is planning on cutting tens of thousands of Veterans Administration jobs, according to multiple news reports. Currently, the VA employs about 470,000 people. The goal for the Trump administration is to get the VA back to pre-pandemic staffing of just under 400,000 workers, so about 70,000 employees would be let go. In addition, the Trump administration is planning to downsize the military's civilian workforce by about 5-8% of its nearly 950,000 employees.
According to federal data, there are about 11,000 federal VA workers in Wisconsin. The latest Marquette University Law School poll of Wisconsin voters finds several candidates for statewide office in the upcoming spring election are struggling with overall name recognition. The poll looked at the public opinion on the candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court and state superintendent. The poll did not look at any head-to-head polling for either race. More than half of registered voters did not have an opinion on Susan Crawford, the liberal candidate for state supreme.
A win for the Wisconsin hockey team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team skated to a 3-1 victory over Minnesota Duluth in the semifinals of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament hosted by Duluth. The Badgers outshot the Bulldogs 42-23. Wisconsin's Casey O'Brien scoring her 80th goal of the season, becoming the first female player in NCAA hockey to do so since 2018. Badgers goalie Ava McNaughton made 22 saves to earn her 32nd win of the year. The Badgers advanced to the finals on Sunday. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby at Lambeau Field, retiring as a Green Bay Packer, but says after a slump in 2012, he was concerned the team would cut him.
And Charles Woodson came up to me late in the year, and he was just like, dude, are you trying to make kicks? And I was like, well, yeah. He's like, stop it. Don't try to make the, like, just be you. Do your job, right? Like, do the process.
Crosby retiring today after 16 years in Green Bay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Lows in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, a rain or snow shower with more clouds than sun and highs in the low 40s. Mostly sunny and around 50 on Sunday, even warmer through much of next week. Currently, it's 37.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
It's Motown Mondays. We have Stephen Williams, owner of Blue Book, discussing debtors' recent arrests. We'll also welcome Dr. Anthony Eastreet, CEO of the National Association of Social Workers. Stay tuned.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to hour number two of this Friday night edition of Nightlight. I hate weekends. I like being here and talking. That's what I do, folks. It's so much fun, and it's great, great, great when you guys participate. So our question of the night is, how do you like your pancakes? It's National Flapjack Day, so fire away and let me know how you like to eat them. Terry Barr is coming up at 7:35. It is a bar band Friday night. She'll bring new music and sparkling conversation, as she always does, one of our Nightlight besties, and talking to another pal of ours right now about sports. Mike Clemens joins us, taking a break between the combine and free agency. Mike, are you at home tonight, actually, getting a night
at
home?
I am, because I got a game tomorrow night. It's Bucks hosting the Magic, but, you know, you're talking about pancakes. Did you know, for 3 years, when I was 16, I got a job at a brand new International House of Pancakes.
Whoa.
And I got a job as a cook. And so that got me through the start of college. It was a good job. I had a great manager, pretty good owner. And, you know, they had a whole system. Like, they would train you at 16 years old. This is a great experience for 6 weeks. And so you'd be back there in the kitchen doing prep with the big Hobart mixer. These things, I just Googled it. It would cost you about $45,000 to $50,000 to buy a new one of these giant. Yeah, because it would make like 10 or 12 gallons of this stuff to make, because you could go through that much. We had, this place was really busy. It was really popular at the time. We had, on Sunday morning, Pete, we had people lined up outside in the parking lot to get in to one of the 110 seats that we had in this place, making those buttermilk pancakes. But, yeah, you put in the mix and then the water. And, you know, the key to make those things sweet was butter, extra butter. You melted the butter in these huge pots, and then just pour that melted butter into the mix at the very end. And, oh, man, the pancakes would rise. And, you know, you put them on the hot griddle at a certain temperature. And then when you see them start to bubble and you flip them that one time, you would flip them over, carefully learn how to do it, get a little bit in the air. You'd have to flip your eggs the same way, too, you know, an omelet, that type of thing. Learn how to flip it with your wrist. I just made some eggs like that today over easy in the frying pan. And then when you sell them, as they say, like short-order cooks, you get that lineup of plates. You slip the spatula underneath, and you put it in your left palm. Then you put it, you know, set it down in the air onto the plate that way that they rise.
Really?
They don't get smushed and all that, and Now, this, I made thousands of pancakes for 3 years.
Sounds like you could put the apron on right now and get back there, Mike. It doesn't sound like
you
forgot.
Actually, there's a coffee shop that was close by, and a guy suddenly had an appendicitis and owned the place, and it was like Father's Day. So I went back there, and I did 3 hours in the kitchen after, like, I hadn't done it in 25 years. But, you know, you never lose it. You never lose it.
It's like an altar boy when one of them gets sick, and you have to come out of the bullpen and go up there and serve.
And try not to burn down the church when it comes to lighting the candles.
That's right. Yeah. Did you ever hear Brian Regan's joke about the international, about the IHOPs?
No.
Like,
no.
When an IHOP would go out of business and someone would rent that space, but everybody knows it used to be an IHOP. But,
right. Sure. It's that big blue high angle. Yeah, right.
And he would do the guy sitting there, like, trying to get insurance, and he's like... He's like, how many times did they hear jokes like, you know, they give the big insurance spiel, and he's like, you think I could get a Rudy Tooty fresh and fruit? And the guy gets
that's
mad.
True. There's one in Janesville. It used to be an IHOP. It's actually one that I kind of trained in one summer when I was a kid. It's some sort of cash and loan thing. And you've got to think all the jokes that they get, right? Every time they come in here, can I have some blueberry pancakes?
Silver dollars, please. Yeah. Oh, that's so great. Well, good to know. I learn a little bit more about you every time you're on the show, Mike. And I have to say, it's liberating and it's comforting. That's pretty cool. So, all right, let's turn to basketball, Mike, because this is a big weekend. It's a big day tomorrow, even for you got the Badgers and Marquette both playing. Is Marquette tomorrow or Sunday? It's tomorrow.
No,
right?
Tomorrow morning. You're right. I mean, tomorrow's all basketball.
Wow.
11 a.m., the Marquette Golden Eagles are at home. And the other day, Shaka Smart said, after they lost another tough game to UConn on the road, he said, I got senior day on Saturday. I'm like, oh, wow, that's right. Yeah, this season's already wrapping up,
crazy?
Regular season. So I went and looked, and did you know that Al McGuire played at St. John's?
You know, the
team they're playing tomorrow?
I think I did know that. I remember.
I didn't. Because I got home last night from covering a practice, and I turn on NBC, and Jimmy Fallon opens up the Tonight Show last night with the number 6 ranked St. John's basketball team, all the players, all the young guys, singing a fight song for the Red Storm.
Huh.
You know, just one of his bits of, like, one of his cold, hard opens to the show. And I realized, St. John's is ranked 6th in the nation. Like, Jimmy and New York City and all of New York, they're probably really excited about this team, right? So that's the team that the Golden Eagles have to face tomorrow on their senior day. And, and it's their last game for guys like Stevie Mitchell and David Copland, who's probably going to go down with the most games played in a career at Marquette, and Cam Jones. And after coming off this loss the other night to UConn, where they've got all that weather out in New England, and I don't know if you heard this, there was a 22-minute game delay at the start of the game. The authorities came over to Shaka Smart, the head coach of Marquette, and said, Coach, we've got the pavilion here is leaking water, and we've got all this water down here at the baseline. And so he went to Dan Hurley, the head coach of UConn, and said, Dan, listen, man, we'll play in your practice court across the street. We're not going home without playing a game.
Nice.
They're talking about canceling the game. So it took them 22 minutes to mop it up and figure out how to fix the leak, and then they got the game in the other night. But Marquette, they've lost like 3 of their last 7 games, mostly on the road, like to Creighton, Villanova, and UConn, and obviously that hasn't helped their ranking. So big game for them tomorrow, and they're honoring, they'll be on the Al McGuire court. Al McGuire played for the St. John's Red Storm from 1948 to 51 before he moved to Milwaukee and then took the Marquette Warriors then to the 1977 championship. Learned that this week.
Yeah, that was a great win. And I think that's why I know a little bit about Al McGuire is just because he was the last coach to win that championship in 77. That was such a great year.
Right.
All right, you got Marquette at 11 a.m., then you got the Badgers at noon. It's decision time. I guess you could switch back and forth. But the 12th-ranked Badgers take on, they got a
Penn State.
Penn State, yeah.
Penn State, great football team.
Right.
Not so good.
Right.
Basketball, not so good. Badgers, they've only had 2 losses in the last 4 weeks, their last 7 games. They lost that one at home to Oregon, and then last Saturday on the road to number 8th ranked Michigan State. But they beat Minnesota in Minneapolis the other night, 74-67. And if you've seen this Jeff Janicki kid, you know, they put him out there. He's a guard. He comes out like in the, you know, in the second half. And he's in your face. You know, he's great on defense. Yeah. Really hustles around. And all of a sudden, he trips over some guys. Bam! You know, face plant, face first into the court. And he comes up and he's walking around. He's feeling around. And, you know, the announcers even said, like Matt LaPay said, like, I think he's picking up a tooth off the court. And after the game, Greg Gard said, yeah, he kind of looks like a hockey player now. And chipped a tooth. And he's got a big chipped tooth. You know, he looks like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber.
He's got the bangs.
And I'm thinking, well, that's nice, Coach. You know, Mrs. Janicki, his mom, is probably listening to this on the radio. Like, you know, you're calling my son a hockey player now?
Oh,
you know,
that's great.
Shame on you. But anyway, he's going to be okay. He had a little press conference, and a trip to the dentist will have to fix that.
Mike, before we let you go, where right now, as it stands, where do you see, you know, Big Ten tournament notwithstanding, or Big East tournament, the rankings or the seedings, I should say. Like, you think Badgers are 3 or 4, Marquette 8 or 9?
I don't have that good of a feel of it, and that's because of there's kind of a log jam at the top of that. But I think, you know, I mean, it doesn't always seem like sometimes they move these teams around too in terms of interest and, you know, what they're going to be. I don't know if they're going to play in that tournament they're going to have in Milwaukee or be moved to one of the other regions. But, you know, the Badgers, they've been consistently good now the last 2 months. They have beat an awful lot of good teams, and they're consistently good with the three-point shots. And so I would think that they're going to get a higher seed than anybody would have ever predicted out of this group at the start of this season.
Yeah, especially if they slumped a little bit too, it seems like. Mike, as always, my friend, thank you so much. We'll be checking in with you, hopefully, during free agency. That's going to be an exciting time, as will the draft. But glad you're home. Enjoy your family, and let's talk soon.
I love the show, Pete. Appreciate it. Thanks
love
for
having
me
on.
I'll talk to you next time.
Okay, buddy. That's Mike Clemens, Civic Media sports guru. Always fun to talk to. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. It's a Barr Band Friday night. She will bring new music, and it's really good. I love this Sam Ness, is who we're going to talk about. He's a good singer-songwriter. That's coming up at 7:35. I did do some research here because I saw Anna from Madison's text about buckwheats. And I knew they were kind of good for you, like better than regular flour, but this is what I just Googled this after I saw Anna's text, and it said, yes, buckwheat is generally considered a healthy food with several potential benefits. Health benefits include they're gluten-free, and a lot of doctors I've talked to, a lot of doctors, two or three, over the last 10 years have said, yes, give up gluten. You'll feel healthier, even if you don't have celiac disease. I've never really fully done that, but a lot of people say giving up gluten will make you feel better. So buckwheat pancakes are gluten-free. Buckwheat is a good source of fiber, and protein, magnesium, iron, and antioxidants. I do remember that buckwheats have a lot of fiber. Let's put it this way. You have to eat them on the way to the bathroom. That's how much fiber.
Oh,
they
no.
No, they're very good for you, though. And I like the texture. Are you saying we have a call? Do we have time to take a call?
We have about 1 minute if you want
to. All right. Yeah, let's get them on. Who is it?
It's Ollie from the North Woods.
Ollie from the, oh man, a call from the North Woods. I'm in heaven. How's it going, Ollie?
Oh, it's going great. I just called to give my 2 cents worth about the pancakes.
Yeah, please.
My mom was a farm girl from Norwegian ancestry, and on the farm we always had...
Hey, Ollie. Can you hold on for 1 minute? I know this is going to be a good story, but we have to do a break. Can you just hold on so we can get the full story?
Sure, no
okay.
problem.
All right, we're going to do a very quick break. Then we're going to come back and hear about Ollie's Pancakes. Oh, if that doesn't already exist as a pancake house, it should. Let's all go down to Ollie's Pancakes. All right, we're coming right back on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Bring a friend, join the crowd, whoever want to come along. Word up, talk, talk, just move right up the wall.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. The 2025 draft is almost here, bringing in guests from around the world for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Enjoy ultra-high-end luxury with Simple Life Hospitality's NFL Draft Homes. Available to fit all budgets, experience hospitality at its finest with concierge services like private chefs, transportation, grocery delivery, and daily excursions. Doing a corporate retreat? Have your company host a party at a draft home in walking distance to Lambeau. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com and make the most of this unforgettable event.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
There's a problem with Heather's iron, bargain buildings, weights and pulleys, feathers.
Monica from Mount Horeb says, the only way I like pancakes is on someone else's plate. I don't like pancakes, yet I'm meeting some gal pals at Pancake Cafe tomorrow. It's not my choice, but I'll be having a gigantic mound of hash browns and cheese instead. Yeah, cheese and pancakes don't go.
No, it's not.
I could do cheese and hash browns or hash browns and pancakes, but that triumvirate there is not very good. Thank you, Monica. All right, we have a phone call from Ollie in the North Woods, and she's telling us about her grandma's farm pancakes, and this sounded too delicious to rush before the break. So, Ollie, if you would, please continue.
Well, the pancakes are a lighter batter, so the pancakes are a little bit thinner, but then you serve them with either lingonberry sauce, or sometimes we use chokecherry sauce, and then you pour heavy cream over it, the top cream off the cow's milk.
Wow.
So, and they're delicious.
You put that in the batter or on the actual pancake?
No, you put that on the actual pancake. You, after the pancake is cooked, you put your lingonberry sauce or your cranberry sauce down on it, and then cover the whole thing with heavy cream, and it's heaven.
Ollie,
we lovingly call those Aunt Minnie's pancakes.
You have to open up a restaurant. You've just thrown my whole world into upheaval. I've never heard of anything like
that before.
They're delicious.
And actually, the Norske Nook restaurants serve a form of that high Norwegian pancake.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for the call. That was definitely worth the wait through the commercial. Thanks
Alrighty.
For listening. And thanks for
Enjoy
sharing.
Don't, your pancake.
I will. Don't be a stranger. Thanks, Ollie. Wow, that sounded... I don't even like cream that much, but with the pancakes and the fruit...
That sounded
Get
really
out of
good.
Here. That sounds fantastic. Steady Eddie is checking in. He's from the 608, and he's one of our most prolific texters?
Yeah, prolific for sure.
A lot of thought into it. He says, Pete, I eat my homemade pancakes only occasionally, but when I do, I don't skimp on real Wisconsin butter or genuine Wisconsin maple syrup. I like where this is going. Pancakes on a Saturday or Sunday morning with a good cup of coffee, it's a beautiful thing. Steady, I'll take that full stack of flapjacks, Eddie. Yeah, you're not Steadfast Edward when you're mowing pancakes. You're Steady Eddie. That's awesome. Thank you, Steady Eddie. Great stuff. And then we got PJ checking in on the stream. He says, I prefer waffles because they have pockets to hold the syrup. He's a real connoisseur. They're kind of the same thing, right? I mean.
And they both have batter that's not great for you. So.
Right. But I mean, do waffles have anything pancakes don't? It's pretty much just a pancake with the holes, right?
I think.
I don't know.
It tastes different for some reason.
Yeah,
as I'm imagining it.
I even had malt in there or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. That's great text though. Thank you, PJ. Yeah, waffles are getting really hungry for breakfast.
I like waffles better than pancakes.
Do you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, like PJ said, for me they got pockets to hold the peanut butter and the syrup.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. My mom makes them kind of how Ollie was saying. Like she makes them thin. Or was that Anna who said that? She makes them real thin, liquidy, and then the problem is, like, she gives them to all the grandkids, and they eat, you can eat 12 pancakes before you even know what hit you because they're thin, and they're a little burnt and singed, and they've got, not burnt, but just darker, and then they've got their fresh maple syrup and the melted butter. It is outstanding. Wow, great stuff. Okay, keep those texts coming if you want to get in on the fun. How do you like your pancakes? It's International Pancake Day. And I love that Mike Clemens worked at an IHOP. That's so great. God, he must have read that manual inside and out. He was like regurgitating all the IHOP mission statement and like procedure was so great. All right, so we had we played this already. I think it deserves a repeat because I don't usually get called by A-list celebrities. But like I said earlier in the show, we've been kind of poking fun at Adrian Brody for his very lengthy Oscar speech. It, you know, was not a great speech. Let's be honest. It was too long and he didn't really say much, even though he said a lot. And so we had fun with it. We kept playing it over and over like he was still talking even Tuesday night. But he found out about it somehow. You know, I mean, civic media, it's a big network. Word gets around, things go viral. And Adrian Brody called me to really let me have it earlier today. And we have that recording right now. Hello?
Yeah. Is this Pete Schwabba?
Yeah. Who's calling?
It's Adrian Brody, chief d***. Heard you been talking about me about my acceptance speech.
How did you get this number?
I could get to anyone. You seen how broad my shoulders are?
Yeah, but what's that got to do with it?
I know you think you're hot with your little radio show, but people love my speech.
I'm sure they did. I'm surprised you're not still giving it, to be honest.
Yeah, I want an apology, and I want it right now.
Dude, I don't know what you're hoping to accomplish here, but most people thought your speech sucked. It was meandering. It went on forever. I'm sorry, but it was almost as long as The Brutalist, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah, I know a lot of people didn't like my speech. You think I don't know that? You know how many phone calls I still have to make? Well, yeah, no one understands me.
Yeah. Hey, Adrian, come on, man. Relax. It's cool. Look, you got two Oscars. Why would you care what anyone thinks about your speech or feel the need to talk for that amount of time and not really say anything? Come on, man.
Oh, you know what? Here I am opening up to you and you take another shot at me. Have you seen my shoulders?
Yeah, but I mean.
Have you seen my shoulders?
Yeah, man. I saw a lot more of you than that in The Brutalist, which was totally unnecessary, by the way. Look, dude.
Look, it's cool, Schwab. I'll do anything for a role, but yeah, people love my shoulders. Hang on a second. Harvey Weinstein's calling from prison and make sure I'm treating his ex-wife well. You believe that guy? Ugh.
Yeah.
Hey, no hard feelings, chief.
Just like such a rude guy.
And he just fast, you know,
after he insulted my manhood. I expected more out of him because he's like an artist. Go with those cliche name calling things. All right, so it is a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Monday night on Nightlight, get this, as my friend Mike used to say, hey, get this. Dan Davies will be here in the studio. He's an actor based in Northeast Wisconsin. He's promoting a couple movies. Dan's a great guy. He's been on the show before. And then Peter Van Doren will be here to talk fantasy baseball. And I need an education. I don't know much about it. I've done football, never done fantasy baseball. So we'll get into that. That's Monday night on Nightlight. But coming up next, our pal, Terry Barr, on a bar band Friday night. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me on this Friday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you know it just ain't easy.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. New Republican-authored legislation is aiming to reform pharmacy benefit managers. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz has that story.
Dodgeville Representative Todd Novak authored the Cole Act alongside Senate President Mary Felskowski.
I have a rural district. Most of my pharmacies are independently owned. It's a huge issue with them. I've been affected by this personally. I recently, 6 months ago, was told I needed to go elsewhere to get a drug that I take because the pharmacy was losing so much money on it.
Larry Crowley is a pharmacist in South Central Wisconsin.
I witnessed patients facing exorbitant copays for medications they cannot afford, and they're forced into impossible decisions about their health. At the same time, independent community pharmacies are being reimbursed at unsustainable rates, far below the PBM-owned pharmacies that dominate the market.
The Cole Act is named after Cole Schmitnick, who died from an asthma attack in January 2024 after he couldn't afford his inhaler when the out-of-pocket price increased suddenly. Bill Schmitnick is Cole's father.
In Cole's case, those barriers became fatal when his daily asthma steroid medication was removed from his drug formulary without notice or medical necessity. His Advair went from $66 to $540. He was forced to choose between buying his needed medicine, paying his rent. Wisconsin has the power to take the stand against the PBM abuses.
Representative Todd Novak and Senate President Mary Felskowski say the legislation will lower drug costs, increase transparency, and increase pharmacy access and safety.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Peaky Blinders fans who are looking for closure from the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie will not get it. Franchise creator Stephen Knight says Peaky Blinders will continue after the movie has been released, but was not specific as to whether it would be TV or film. In the upcoming movie, the Peaky Blinders gang does battle with Nazis. Netflix has not yet given a release date for the Peaky Blinders movie. Typically, when someone writes a movie, they are looking for creative and ideally financial gain. Rarely does citizenship come into play as a reward, but it did for Jesse Eisenberg, the writer of the movie A Real Pain. The Polish government granted Jesse citizenship for writing the film set in Poland, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Nice to have a place to weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Lows in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, a rain or snow shower with more clouds than sun and highs in the low 40s. Mostly sunny and around 50 on Sunday. Even warmer through much of next week. Currently 35 degrees.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I've got an off day coming up, but don't worry. We've got you covered. We'll be chatting with Mark Pocan at 3 o'clock about the Elon Act. Do we really want billionaire overlords controlling our government?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is, for many reasons, one of our favorite times of the week. As we head into the weekend, we get to talk to one of our very truly good friends and someone who knows a blank ton about music, all things music, what's happening in our state. She does everything here at Civic Media, and she joins us here for Bar Band Friday night, as it's her namesake, Terry Barr. How are you?
Hello, Pete and Conrad. And all your fabulous show listeners. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. It's great to see you. It's been a very busy week for all of us, but you have a show tomorrow night. Hold on. I have to ask you something. I can't just jump right in. I have to have small talk, Terry. It's just the way I'm wired. So please excuse me, okay? I have to get this off my chest.
Do it.
How do you like your pancakes?
What?
How do you like your pancakes?
I thought that's what you said, and I thought, really? That's why I had to ask you twice.
I know.
I don't think I actually like French toast.
Oh, ooh.
So now I'm being a contrarian, aren't I?
No, that's okay. French toast is, at least it's different than the pancake. The waffle and the pancake are almost too close to call, but French toast is different because you're dealing with bread, and I like French toast.
And Pete, we discovered a place to the south in Illinois.
Okay.
They make a bourbon maple syrup. But the thing is, the actual maple syrup is from Wisconsin.
Okay.
And the bourbon is handcrafted at this distillery in DeKalb, Illinois.
Bourbon and maple syrup, that actually sounds pretty amazing. A little bit of cinnamon sugar in there maybe or something.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie. I've been fasting all week and kind of doing this keto thing, and I am literally salivating right now because of all pancake talk and just because of Mike Clemens' voice. But I'm really jonesing for some pancakes.
Okay. So what's your favorite pancake?
Well, I said it changed. When I was a kid, I loved regular pancakes, kind of fluffy with lots of butter, lots of maple syrup. As I got older, real maple syrup and then cinnamon sugar. There was a place in Three Lakes called the Copper Kettle where we used to go when we were kids and we would get pancakes. And then as I got older, my wife makes these protein pancakes. There's little bits of like bacon in them and walnuts and blueberries. And I mean, they're dynamite. And you put some real maple syrup on that, some cinnamon sugar, top it off, and you're set. You won't want to eat again the entire day. That's the thing. All right. Now that we've covered.
Wait, it sounds like what you need right now.
I'm telling you, if I find an all night diner on the way home, it might be lights out. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing very well. Do you like weekends?
I'm curious about the fasting, though.
Oh.
I have never done it, although I've heard if, say, you don't eat the night before until like sometime the next afternoon. Which, you know, when you get busy and sometimes you just don't, that's a small fast.
Yeah.
Are you doing a several day thing?
Well, I've done that. I've done intermittent fasting anywhere from 16 to like 18 or 20 hours. You eat within a 4-hour window, 6-hour window. It's not that tough. You get the tummy rumblings a little bit, but I have done and I love doing these, a 36-hour fast. Where you eat like at 5 o'clock at night or 6, and then you're done, and the next day you don't eat, and then at 6 o'clock the next morning, a day and a half later, you can eat. And what I like about that, Terry, is so much of my day is spent going, what am I going to eat? And then I got to make it happen. It's kind of nice waking up and going, I don't have to think about food all day. I'm just going to drink coffee and water. And if I get hungry, I'll take a walk. And it's not that tough, and it's very good for you.
Okay.
Like it brings all your levels down with like blood pressure, cholesterol. It gives your digestive system a break. The benefits are incredible. And I know because I used to be a comedian, so you should listen to me. I'm just regurgitating what I read. I'm not an authority. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'll join you the next time.
Okay.
But you got to give me a fair warning.
I just had this vision of Sage calling me into his office and saying, I don't know what to do here. Did you tell people not to eat for 36 hours? And I don't want to be that guy, you know, because I'm just just a guy who reads some stuff. But it is good. It works for me. I like it. That's fun. So, all right. Well, let's get down to your area of expertise, which is the state of Wisconsin and music. And I don't even know if it's in that order, but you've brought us Sam Ness tonight. And I love the music you sent. Tell us about Sam Ness.
Sam Ness, he is incredible. He's got such an interesting backstory, too. He was 18 years old, going to college. You know, he had the whole thing planned. And he was a theater guy, so he was thinking Broadway, things like that. Tall, lanky, good looking. He totally could have done this. But how about this for a gift when you graduate? Somebody gives him, and he did not tell me who, but he gets the gift of a one-way ticket to Scotland. That's where his whole story begins. He canceled college, has still not gone to college.
Wow.
And that's how many years later. He started his love of being a street musician in Scotland. And this is where his entire career took off. He's a Sauk City kid, and that music program, the theater program in the Sauk City school district is incredible. So he continues to represent it well, even though he went a little different direction than his original plan.
Boy, no kidding. I can't imagine going to Scotland to get discovered. Not that he went there to get discovered, but that he got his start there and his inspiration. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Is he 20? How old is he right now, Terry?
Yeah, now he's in his later 20s.
Wow, still a young
guy.
But
he's an old soul. You know, he's one of those where he has experienced the world in like some of the most rustic ways.
Yeah.
He said when he ran out of money in various places, including Scotland, he'd camp in a tree or he'd, you know, beg, I'll play songs for you if you let me sleep on your floor, or I'll exchange music for food. He's done that and started doing that when he was 18. He came back to his home in Wisconsin to then start recording albums. And everyone loves him so much. He is always doing a GoFundMe. He always gets the albums funded. And then, boom, album comes out. He promotes it. He does a ton of shows in the U.S. and Wisconsin. And then he's like, I'm out. I'm going to another country.
Wow. He's got a really interesting background. It says that he's drawn comparisons to Jim Morrison because he's got this beard. And that's a pretty good guy to get compared to, at least on some levels. And he also played Marius in Les Mis. I assume that's like in a high school theater production. And he played high school football. And he's got this really interesting background.
He was like the star of his theater in high school. And that's why I think everyone was so surprised when he chose to not go to college for theater. Because he did. He had his whole career path laid out. And all of a sudden somebody gives him this ticket and he decides, I'm going to go try this.
Do we know who gave him the ticket? Is that like a secret or something? Or
he does not talk about. He said it was just a gift of a one-way ticket that changed his life.
That is really interesting. All right. So let's hear a song from Sam. We've got two of them. One's called Alexander. The other one is called She Is Love. What do you think we should lead off with, Terry?
Let's start with Alexander, only because we've been talking about his beginnings as an 18-year-old going to Scotland, living off the streets, busking around Scotland. That's what this song is all about. His beginnings in just trying to figure out who he was, where he was going as a musician, and if he was indeed going to stick with it. And then he found people there that believed in what he was doing. So that's what this song is about.
That is unbelievable. All right. This is Alexander from Sam Ness by way of Terry Barr.
Try truck pulled over to the side of the road. Said, where you trying to go? So I throw my guitar in the back. Say, hell, I don't know. Well, I got things to see and I got itchy feet. I hit the road. And I got nowhere to be and I got this hunger in me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I follow in your footsteps, Alexander. I need to find the truth. For your cause, you were a martyr. So here's to you. Well, I got things to see, and I got itchy feet. I hit the road, and I got nowhere to be, and I got this hunger in me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Missing home, I need to feel cold. Yeah, I say I've been missing home, I need to feel cold. I'm headed north, 'cause I got things to see and I got itchy feet. I hit the road, I got nowhere to be. And I got this hunger in me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Things to see, and I got itchy feet. I hit the road.
Great song. Boy, does he have a great voice. There's like so much soul or something. He's got a really unique voice.
Yeah. And the storytelling in the song, yeah. Now that you kind of know what it's about and what he was going through at the time. Yeah, you understand his story, but yet he tries, as he has explained to me, tries to be vague enough that you understand what he's going through, but yet that you can take your own story away from it.
Yeah, and it makes total sense, too, after what you just said about him before. Like, that's a very, probably an autobiographical song on some level, but I love his voice. So we have to do a quick break, but do you have shows? Is something going on around the state? You kind of hinted in your email that maybe there were some cool shows coming up or something.
Well, and part of the reason we're talking to Sam and sharing his music, he's another one of the featured artists at the Madison Area Music Association Mama Cares show that's coming up at the end of the month. And again, this is one of these organizations that supports musicians who are maybe having a hard time paying the rent, paying their bills, and helped so many people during COVID. And Sam is another one. He said, I just want to step up and pay it forward. And someday I might need that help. So that's why he's part of the show. That's one of the big ones coming up. But it's exciting because there's old venues reopening again.
Oh, wow.
Let's start with that, too.
Yeah, right after the break. But you're right. This guy's a really old soul. And we'll hear more from Sam Ness, too, coming up next after a very short break. It's Night Bar Band Friday night here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Terry Barr and Conrad. We're coming right back.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Baird was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers, Baird is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
We are back on a bar band Friday night. Every Friday night's a bar band Friday night with our pal Terry Barr, one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio. Okay, so we just heard Sam Ness, Terry. Is he live in the lair tomorrow?
Here's the deal. Rocker still recuperating after his heart attack. We're holding it together. You know, he kind of is like the lead of everything we do. But I think we've been having great shows just because we are so lucky to have so many amazing musicians from all around Wisconsin that want to be part of the show, whether that means they call in or they just send us new music or old music, or they join us in studio for a little bit. We still have not gotten back to the hour long live in the lair.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Soon. Yeah. Soon. I know. It's like we're building up now because we're all excited to get back to it, but we don't want to push Rocker and say,
of course not.
Are you ready?
Yeah. No, that
then
makes
we'll get
total
in trouble,
sense.
I think, with both his wife and his doctor.
Well, this is great. I mean, Sam Ness, and it's Dave Matthews, who he kind of sounds like a little bit. It was bothering me. I couldn't figure that out. Like when he sings Crash, and his voice in this song we just heard, Alexander, was great. But he was the Male Vocalist of the Year, I saw, in the Madison Area Music Awards. Very cool. And we have another song, so let's play that so we can discuss that. This song is called She Is Love. It's another really cool song brought to you by way of Terry Barr. Here's Sam Ness once again.
Sometimes I find silence in dark and deafening rooms. The neon serves its purpose. Fill the space above a stool.
Sometimes I hear whispers in a cacophony of noise. She teaches me of kindness, though I've never heard her voice. She's the memory of a story someone told me long ago about their dream. She's a place that feels familiar, that I know I've never seen. Sometimes I feel invisible, or the elephant in the room. She points my eyes towards the sky and says sometimes the stars feel that way too. Sometimes I get restless when I'm driving down the road. Calms my mind, singing lullabies through my van's radio. She's the memory of a story someone told me long ago about their dream. She's a place that feels familiar, that I know I've never seen. She is love. She is love. She is love, 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 love. She is love.
She is love.
She is love.
She is love.
She is love. Someone told me long ago about their dream. She's a place that feels familiar. I hope one day I'll see you.
Great song. Great song. Where, you know, I was looking at his website. His tour dates are a little outdated. Do you know where people can see him?
The only show right now that I know he has is the Mama Care show.
Okay.
Because he's working on a new album. He just bought a house.
Wow.
I know. So he's kind of flipping the script on all these other things we've talked about where that all of a sudden I have a home. I've never had a home before, unless you count when I would go off the road from wherever I am and say, "Hey mom, can I sleep on your couch again?"
That's wow. And I love he won the Male Vocalist of the Year 2 in 2019. If he's in his late 20s now, he was such a young guy. Terry, thank you so much as always. This was so fun.
Oh, thank you, Pete.
You're the best. Thanks so much, and I hope we'll have you back here next Friday.
All right. Thanks. Fantastic. Have a great weekend.
You too. That's Terry Barr, Barr Band Friday Night in the books, ladies and gentlemen. Always fun. Bridget says, where was that text? We got a couple texts here I got to get to. Bridget says, pancakes with blueberries and walnuts with butter and maple syrup. Yes, please. Brian from Milwaukee says, waffles and pancakes use the same batter recipe. All right, Conrad, that seals it for us.
But it has pockets.
But it has pockets, right. And Brian also says, so yes, are kind of the same. Thank you for all your texts and calls. And thank you to Mike Clemens and Terry Barr. And we'll be back Monday. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, take me to your best friend's house. I loved you then and I love you now.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mino and the Mayor.
On Monday's show, we'll get a gorgeous forecast from Brittany Merlot, and Heidi Yonke is in with the Lifelong Learning Institute at UW-Green Bay.
Plus, Chris Nealis stops by from the Old Bee Brew House in Appleton with the Mino and the Mayor Top Craft Pick. Join us.
The annual Pi Day 5K Run Walk is back, and it's the 11th year. It's going to be held on March 15th outside of the Leonardo da Vinci School in Green Bay. This run walk is very unique because it was completely organized by the fifth graders who go there. And all proceeds are going toward the Old Glory Honor Flight. If you're looking for a fun way to celebrate Pi Day, this is it. Head to wgbw.fm, click events, and sign up. Don't let those fifth graders down.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Natural causes is the ruling from New Mexico's chief medical examiner in the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. The 95-year-old Oscar winner had heart disease and Alzheimer's. Wife Betsy died days before he did of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, a virus spread by mice or rats. A South Carolina man became the first U.S. prisoner to be executed by firing squad in 15 years today. Brad Sigmund was sentenced to death for the 2001 murder of his ex-girlfriend's parents. He was shot by three volunteer prison employees. A reporter, Jeffrey Collins, was there saying Sigmund was wearing a target with a red bullseye.
Brad Sigmund took several pretty deep breaths, and then suddenly the shots rang out.
President Trump hosted a crypto summit today at the White House. More caution from Fed Chair Jerome Powell when it comes to cutting interest rates. He says he thinks the economy looks stable at the moment, but he doesn't feel pressure to cut rates. This is ABC News.